Welcome in, everyone. It is the NRL Supercoach Therapy Podcast, the Round 8 preview, the special round, Anzac round for everybody. Recording on Anzac Day at the moment, at present, from a hotel room on the Gold Coast. When we thought about going for a family holiday, we thought we'd go somewhere a little left field, somewhere a little intrepid, off the beaten track. And where did we land? Smack bang in the middle of service paradise. So there you go. But special day, Anzac Day, if you managed to get out this morning for one of the dawn services or a service at some stage today, good job by you, honouring those that fell and sacrificed for us to enjoy what is a very special day to commemorate the Diggers and to celebrate. Have a drink and raise a glass to them, and also watch a bit of footy, which we are super appreciative of. So good job by them. Obviously, that's an understatement. And well done if you did get out today, even if you just bought a poppy, something like that. It's all good intentions, and it all is for a good cause. Right, the footy, it kicks off. We are on with a triple header on Anzac Day. How good's that? Three games to sink our teeth into. The first one across the ditch in Auckland. It is the Warriors hosting the Titans, and this will be a fun game. Warriors, they need the win. They need the win pretty bad. Titans, they need one too. They are winless. They've come up short a couple of times lately, just going down in a point-scoring bonanza against the Seagulls, and they'll take a bit out of that. Obviously, defence is an issue for them. They're scoring points, which is encouraging for them. You need to score points. They're doing that. Can they score more than the Warriors? I probably doubt it. Interesting sides for the Warriors. Klokstad, Dallin, Rocco, Sheck, Montoya, Martin, and Johnson. So the back line is the same. A bit of an injury concern for Johnson. Ongoing soreness with an Achilles. Sounds like he's going to need a rest at some stage soon. But Johnson owners, keep an eye out for that. Could be a trade to Cleary on the cards if Johnson... I mean, I think he was pretty keen to play this game. Who wouldn't want to play this game, an Anzac Day game, back at home? But you'd have to think Johnson's going to get a rest at some stage soon, now that they've made it public that he does have an Achilles issue of some kind. Obviously, lower grade, because an Achilles is a season-ending injury. So it's just a soreness factor. Keep an eye out that Sean Johnson owners. If you've still got him, I mean, I've got him. I'm playing him. I'm not going to trade him out just yet. Even with Cleary back, I'll hold, see how he goes this week against the Titans, and then reassess next week. Adam Fanua, Blake, Egan, Barnett, Ford. Laban gets a run in the second row with, I've forgotten his name. We all know who we're talking about. Capewell out. So Laban gets a crack in the second row. So looking forward to watching him play. Tohu at the back. Walker is back as well. Ale, Mayu, and Paul Roach is the bench. At the Titans, AJ Brimson at fullback. Ooh, I like that. Cam Pereira, Kelly, Smith, Shields, Fafita, Boyd, and Foran is the back line. Foran in some good form. A few try assists last week. Good to see. They need him firing. Especially with Tanner Boyd as his half partner. They need Kieran Foran firing. Fodawaker, Randall, Jolliffe, Dave Fifita, both for Moore, and Cleese Haas. That is your forward pack. Verrills, Clark, Liu, and Pahulu on the bench. Oh, boy. As far as Titans are concerned, I mean, David Fifita, yeah, you got to think he's playing Origin. So you don't really want to hold him over that Origin period. You're bringing him in now at pretty much premium price and then maybe looking to trade him. In 4 or 5 weeks' time. I don't know if it's worth the play. Otherwise, out of the side, AJ Brimson is enticing, playing fullback. You can pick him up at centre wing for under 600 grand. He's a good player. He's a really good player in a really poor team. Limited opportunities maybe, or is everything fall on him? It's one of those ones, depends which way you look at it. Look, I think the Warriors are going to be too good here. You've got to take the Warriors at home, surely. And I will be doing so. 28-18. Let's go those Wars. Right. The traditional Anzac Day clash between the Dragons and the Roosters takes place at Allianz Stadium. Home game for the Dragons. A couple of changes here for them. Let's look at this lineup. It's Sloan, Tuipulotu, Sully, Bird is back in the centres. Lomax is moved to the wing. Ravalaba is out. Flanagan and Hunt are the halves. Molo, Little, Selle, Fotella, Marinus, Sewer, and Eisenhuth reasonably settled in that forward pack. You've got Laurie and DeBellin on the bench, along with Murdoch, Masilla, and New Brown. So pretty settled looking lineup for the Dragons, who are playing well. They are playing really well. You've got to give them credit. They're doing a good job. They absolutely spanked the Warriors last week. That was a hands-down spanking. It wasn't looking good. First 20 minutes, Warriors had control of that game. It probably should have been up by a lot more than they were. And then they left the door open, and the Dragons just knocked it down and gave them a bit of a whooping in the end. Look, if you're a Lomax owner, you're happy. I think I'm a non-Lomax owner, and I'll probably never be able to get him. He's playing so well. I might have to eat my words. I think on form, he should be playing Origin for New South Wales. He's a different man. He's playing a different style. The errors are gone. The aggro, he's always been pretty aggro, but this feels like it's controlled aggro now, which is having a positive influence on the rest of his game. And he's just dominating. You've got to give him a lot of credit. He's just dominating. And he's gone. He's off to the Eels next year. So, yeah, but if you're a Lomax owner, you're cheering. If you're not, you're paying, I think, over $800 for him now. It's a lot of money to pay for Zach Lomax. So maybe one of those ones that got away. I don't think he's terribly owned, terribly well owned. So not, don't stress too much. At the Chookies, Tedesco, Suali, Manu, Jennings is in. Tupou got an injury at training, and Dom Young on the wing. Kiri and Sam Walker are now your halves. Big watch on those two playing together. Warrior Hargraves, Brandon Smith, Lindsay Collins, Crichton, Nat Butcher, and Connor Watson is playing lock forward. Victor Radley is out. That's a big loss. He's played well for them this year, Victor Radley. They're going to miss him. Connor Watson is a good player. We saw what he did at playing a lock for Newcastle a few seasons ago. He bulked up a bit. It was a bit of a different role. Small running forward, and he was really good. Supercoach output was through the roof. You can pick up Watson at 2RF hooker dual. So, something to consider there. I'm not sure how long Victor Radley is out for. If he was out for more than a couple of weeks, I reckon Connor Watson isn't a bad shout. I don't think he's a bad shout at all. But yeah, I'm not sure how long Radley's out for. White, Butcher, May, and Wong makes the bench. Nice. So for this side, look, Joey Manu, if you got him, he's playing centre, obviously. Just hoping to get his hands on the ball. How many times do you watch Manu playing and the commentators saying he just needs more of the ball? He's a game breaker. And he either doesn't go searching for it or he goes searching late. It's one of those ones, if you're a Manu owner and he's playing centre, just score a try early and then I can just sit back and relax for sure. Angus Crichton, owners will be happy. He's definitely playing close to the form that made him an Origin player a few years back, and a Kangaroo for that matter. So happy days there for Angus Crichton owners. I'm going to do something I've probably never done on an Anzac Day, and I'm going to tip the Dragons. I'm going to go Dragons 22, Roosters 20. They're just playing a better brand of footy at the moment, and I probably trust them a little more than the Roosters. I just can't trust the Roosters. Dragons 22, Roosters 20. Right, nightcap on this special Anzac Day. We are down in Melbourne. It is the Storm hosting the Rabbitohs. I believe I heard a stat the Rabbitohs have not won at Amy ever. So there you go. Will they break that drought tonight? I doubt it. That's a huge stat. Really interesting. Let's look at the sides here. At the Storm, Pappenschnauzen at the back, Warbrick, Smith, Meany, Coates, Munster and Hughes. Story breaking during the week about Hughes. Could be an issue there with a bit of an investment gone sour, and he's looking at maybe cashing in and Melbourne giving him the opportunity to go find a contract elsewhere if he can get a top dollar deal at somewhere like the Titans. Try and recoup some of those funds that he and some of his teammates may have lost. Interesting one there. If that's the case, because they are talking, Jerome, there was a bit of noise about Jerome Hughes and the Titans, and they're saying it was a family thing, and his wife's from there and all that kind of thing. But I think there might be a bit more to it. In the meantime, he's killing it for the Storm. Absolutely killing it. Asafa Solomona, Harry Grant, King, Bloor, Katoa, and Liero is the forward pack for the Melbourne Storm. The bench is Wishart, Welch, Chan again, which is good for owners. Let's get Chan somewhere into the mid 300s. He could become a middle off the bench for them long term. He was good last week, really good. Alec McDonald rounds out the side. Pappenhausen as an option for Ponga, certainly. I reckon there's probably three or four really good candidates, and Pappenhausen's one of them. A discounted rate on some of the more top tier guys for sure. I don't mind that if you want to go Pappenhausen. I'll be steering clear of Munster. I just think he's the injury. It's just lingering. It's just gonna. He's admitted himself. It's gonna be there long term. He can play through it, but we just haven't seen signs that he could pump out 80s, 90s tons for us, and that's what we need. And then, you know, he'll play Origins. So there you go. In the four pack, look, Bloor, the ship may have sailed on him. Katoa is just killing it. And if you're an owner from a few weeks back, you are happy. Harry Grant has been lacking the attacking stats that owners like myself have been hoping for. Still pumping out half decent scores. You probably want a bit more from Harry Grant. I know I certainly do. Let's look at these Bunnies who had a week off and a week out of the news. It's only 2 weeks ago. They were all through the news. It's amazing. They say it's amazing what a win can do. It's amazing what a buy can do as well. Jai Gray is fullback. Jacob Gagai, who was a popular cheapie at the start of the year, is on the wing. Whiten, Tass, Milne, Walker and Hawkins are your halves. Thomas Burgess, Cook is back at hooker. Jai Arrow returns, which is huge. At prop, Colin Matangi, Host and Cam Murray. The bench is Mamazoulis, Havili, Mawali and Cheekam. Very interesting to see what they've done there. Jai Arrow straight back in. He's a big watch for me. You got to think he's not even close to 100. And that forward back pack on the bench is pretty skinny. Havili is a small forward. Mawali is a prop. Cheekam is more your edge or, you know, a centre replacement. Mamazoulis is a dead set hooker. So that's interesting to see. Look, I can't give the Bunnies a chance on this. I'm going to go Storm 26 and then, let's go Bunnies. Yeah, 14. 26-14. Back in a minute. All right, gang, we are back. And just the one game on Friday, obviously with everything happening on Anzac Day, it is the Seagulls hosting the Parramatta Eels at Four Pines. And Seagulls coming off. It was a win. They beat the Titans. It was a win. It wasn't convincing at all, but they'll take the win and move on. And the Eels coming off a absolute shellacking by the Dolphins in Darwin, where the coach basically called them, we did call them part-timers. Interesting comment he made where he says they enjoy everything bar the 80 minutes. So they love everything that comes with being a professional football player. You know, the training, the having the fun with the boys, all the extras that come with being a football player and the privilege that you get from that. But the 80 minutes where they actually get paid for, they're not enjoying it. It's really interesting. Really interesting comment. And you can see it in their footy. And it'll be interesting to see if changes are made, maybe from an attitude perspective this week. You got to think there's going to be some kind of a turnaround. I'm expecting a turnaround. You can't cop that kind of criticism from your coach in public and not expect a turnaround. If there's not, massive alarm bells for that club. Massive alarm bells. Manly at home, always tough. Let's look at their side. Tommy Trbojevic at the back. Saab, Cooler, Garrick, Talau, Brooks and Cherry Evans. So a strong, settled back line. Paseka, Croker, Alaya, Olakuatu, Waddell and Jakey is your forward pack. Lawton, Bullimore, Lodge and Brown. Strong bench, Lodge and Brown. That's a nice punch off the bench there for sure for this Manly side. Look, Tommy, obviously, you know, goes without saying, but I'll say it, a great replacement if you don't already own him and you do own Ponga. I think he's the clear replacement for Ponga if you don't own Tommy. Just get him in the side. He's quality. He's fun to watch. He's terrible as an owner to watch. You don't want to have anything to do with it. He would be my number one target if I didn't already own. Garrick, shout out to all those Ruben Garrick new owners out there. One in particular who brought him in, I thought it was a great call and a great matchup against the Titans. scored a bunch of tries, did his team, and he kicked a bunch of their conversions, but he only managed 36 or 38. Couldn't believe it. Crazy score. He's going to drop even more cash. He's going to be very affordable and I think pretty popular by next week or the week after. But to you, Bryce Caird, stick firm. You got him in there first. You got him in there first before most others did. So hold on to that, brother. Other than that, Olakau'atu, look, I'm a very, very happy Olakau'atu owner. Got on him pretty early on. I thought I needed a real game-breaker, high-ceiling guy in the second row, and he has come through in spades for me. So very happy there. Over at Parramatta, Clinton Gutherson, there's word that he had to get his knee drained prior to the game last week, and he is playing busted. And whether he can sustain fullback is a wait and see there. As someone who still has Talangi, I wouldn't mind if Gutho just moved in a few, if he played centre or played a bit in the halves and gave Talangi a crack at fullback. That'd be awesome if you guys could do that for me. Sivo will return. So Penasini, Harper, Simonson, Ethan Sanders has been named at six. I think he's more of a halfback. He'll probably play that halfback role. Interesting to see if he lines up on the right as a right footer, which I assume he is, and Dylan Brown goes back to the left, where Dylan Brown seems to be way more effective on that left-hand side of the field. I'm sure Dylan Brown and Sean Lane owners will be hoping that as well. Campbell Gillard, Lusick, Barlow, Sean Lane, Ryan Madison, and Jermaine Hopgood. Ryan Madison is now starting second row. Cartwright is out altogether by the looks of things. So I'm not sure if he picked up another injury last week or if those ribs just aren't where they should be. But Ryan Madison, he's 480 odd, or I think, and he is, and he's got a big break even still. He's going to drop more cash. They have a bye next week, but I'm very tempted to jump on Ryan Madison and also get him in my Supercoach team. Brendan Hands, Makatoa, Ofengawi, and Tuolangi comes back. Not Talangi, Tuolangi. Talangi is your number 22. Tuolangi, Kalma Tuolangi, the second row who always gets injured, is in the 17. Oh, boy. I can't pick the Eels, but I think they're going to bounce back and play better and play tough and play with aggression and play through their forwards, get that offload game going. And I'm still taking the Seagulls to win, but a closer game, 24 points to 20 in that one. Right, that's the only Friday game. So we then move to Saturday, where are we? We are, Tigers hosting the Broncos. This will be fun. Out at Campbelltown again. Tigers didn't disgrace themselves against the Panthers last week. They stuck with them for most of that game. It was a game I think the Panthers were probably always going to win. The Tigers didn't make it easy for them. They had a few tough calls that didn't go their way either, so they can hold their heads up high. The Broncos last week were way too good for the Raiders, blew them off the park, probably could have scored a lot more points than what they did. They are flying high, and they do have some stars returning. Let's look at this West Tigers side. Buller, Staines, Naden, Olam, Elomalu is now on the wing. I probably got that wrong, but apologies there, Solomon. Galvin and Caesar are the halves. Utui Kamanu, Coruscal, Clemmer, Papali, Samuel Afina was now playing, starting on an edge, which is a big watch for sure. If you own, you're happy. If you want to bring him in, no qualms with that whatsoever. He's about 350 odd. He's dual second row, front row. Could be really handy. Tempted myself, actually. There's a few options. He's one of them. I'm tempted. Bateman is now playing lock forward. I think Bateman is effective at both lock forward and on an edge. So if it was a matter of them saying, look, we just need to get fine in more minutes, let's put him on an edge. And Johnny Boy, you're going to have to play in the middle. So be it. And Fanua Bolle makes way. He is now on the bench with Seifa Twal and Latu Fainu. Interesting. That's Samuel Afainu. That's an interesting one. Like I said, a lot in his favour. He is dual, which will be handy. When he's got the minutes in him, he looks like an effective player. He's got good base, and he's a big, strong ball runner. You're only paying 350-odd for him, so he's still in that lower echelon of mid-rangers. He's almost still a cheapie. Depends where your head's at there. He's in that kind of bracket. And he can free up cash to make other moves that you want to make. So he's an interesting one. He's one I'm seriously going to look at. at the Broncos. Reece Walsh at the back with Oates, Staggs. Arthurs moves to the centres. Dean Mariner returns on a wing. Who's out? I'm trying to think who's out. Someone must be out. And I cannot think for the life of me who it is. It'll come to me. Jock Madden, Adam Reynolds is back at halfback, which is super important. They need him there. Madden did a fine job, but it's a welcome return because Ezra Mam is out. So with Mam out, they desperately needed Adam Reynolds in that case, and they've got him. Corey Jensen, Billy Walters, Payne Haas, you beauty. As a Broncos fan, oh, I'm happy. It gets better. Brendan Biakura is back. Who held? Hands up, who held? I know this is a audio forum, but my hand's up. Hopefully a few of you others have got your hands up too. Held on to Piakura. He is now back, and it's time for him to repay the faith, Brendan. Jordan Rickey and Paddy Carrigan, who's been arguably the form forward of the competition, is the lock forward. Smoothie, Willison, Hetherington, and Baker make up the bench. So, Selwyn Cobbo, he is the centre who is out. I'm a little disappointed with that because I was going to do a sneaky Selwyn Cobbo trade in this week. Not to be. But yeah, this side with Reynolds, Haas to a lesser extent, Piakura returning, Dean Mariner on a wing. Ooh, lethal. They're going to beat the Tigers. Tigers won't make it easy at Campbelltown, but they're going to beat them. It's going to be 24-16 to the Broncos. Right, let's move on. The second game on Saturday, and it is the woeful Cowboys. Boy, they're bad. Against the really good Penrith Panthers, and boy, they are good. For the Cowboys, not too many changes for a side that got whacked. Absolutely whacked, Mafia styles last week. Drinkwater, Felt, Holmes, Chester, Valame, Dearden, and Townsend, with McLean, Robson, Neame, Finifuiaki, Nanai, and Cotter. The bench, Granville, Tumalolo has been benched. Sam McIntyre, Thomas McKayley makes a start. Well, he's in the 17 anyway. Someone who he had one big preseason game, and he was in everybody's preseason Supercoach sides. Come round one, nowhere to be seen, and he was gone. This Cowboys lineup, I wouldn't be touching any of them right now. I'm a Scott Drinkwater owner. I'm going to hold. Very tough matchup this week against the Panthers. After that, on the horizon, lots of juicy matchups and lots of points to be scored, you would hope, for Scotty Drinkwater. I'm holding firm this week. I possibly won't play him. We'll wait and see how the earlier games go for me. So I may not even play him, but I will hold him. And then I've got that good draw going forward. There is a case to sell him this week with a high break even and a chance of a low score, or a very high chance of a low score against Penrith. Trade him and just do a one-week play. Trade for, say, Reece Walsh for a week and then maybe bring him back at a discounted rate next week. It's a trade I'm not terribly keen on making, but it's one I'll consider. I better consider it soon. The Warriors-Titans game kicks off in a matter of hours. Let's look at the... it's news there. Finifuiaki has signed with the Dolphins. Big sign there. I thought 3 years, I think. So good job there by the Dolphins, poaching another Cowboy. At the Panthers, Edwards, Taruva, Tungo, May returns, Tor, Luai, Nathan Cleary, whose little brother signed for the Warriors during the week. 3-year deal, I believe, as well. That's huge. Good stuff by the Warriors. It shows that they are a destination club now. Everyone obviously is now holding Webster in high regard. The way he's got this team gelling, and he is a coach that can develop players and turn them into regular first graders. You would think that Ivan probably had a lot to do with that. And look, if someone like Ivan Cleary, who's been the coach of a team that's just won 3 premierships on the trot, has said, hey, mate, to his little son, hey, mate, go over to the Warriors. You'll get first grade. You'll be playing first grade when Sean Johnson retires. And then, you know, maybe you can come back and, you know, 5, 6, 7 years' time, see how we're going, see how your big brother's travelling. You know, it's a great coup, I think, for the Warriors. Will he be a good player? Who knows? He's got the pedigree. He's got the bloodlines. His dad was an excellent first grader. His older brother is a future immortal. So I think it's a great signing by the Warriors. Let's see how it plays out. The forward pack, Leota, Kenny, Fisher-Harris, Sorensen, Martin, Yeo, very settled. Yeo is killing it Supercoach-wise, pumping out big scores every week. Laurie, Smith, Henry, and Garner is the bench. Do you get Cleary? I think if you get the opportunity to, do it. I've got SJ and Hines, so I'm holding for at least one more week. We'll see how we go. Cleary with a low break-even. And, I mean, the draw for Cleary, it's a strange one because he can dominate any team. You know, he doesn't have to worry about playing Penrith. So, you know, he can just dominate every single week. You don't really have to look at the draw that much. He's not like a Cam Munster where you think the draw, an easier draw will mean big points and that doesn't tend to happen and he tends to play well in the tougher matchups. Cleary's not quite like that, but he's basically draw-proof, completely draw-proof. So, look, if you want to bring him in, if you've got the means to bring him in, do it. Bring him in straight away. For me, I'm going to hold at least for a week. Hope Johnson's Achilles can stay intact, pump out a good score against the Titans, and then we'll reassess. The fact that Nico had a big game last week means he is going nowhere from my sight. So, yeah, three can't fit into two. So Nathan Cleary is on the outer for me. But if you've got the opportunity to bring him in, I suggest you do so. Panthers 32, Cowboys 12. I can't see anything but a shellacking here. I really can't. Just they're too good, and the Cowboys are playing terribly right now. Right, let's go to Sunday footy, shall we? And it is the Dolphins hosting the Knights at Suncourt Stadium. I will be there. If any one of you was out there as well, you'll know who I am. I'm the bloke who's having fun while his wife and two kids are bored shitless next to me. That's me. So come and say g'day. I'm looking forward to watching the Dolphins and the Knights. Who wants to go to a Newcastle Knights game without Caelan Ponga? This guy. But sure, I wish he was there, but he ain't. That's just how it is. The Hammer ain't there either. It's a bit disappointing. But the Dolphins were good last week. Hopefully it's a nice sunny day. I'm sure it will be. Dry track on an afternoon, sunny afternoon. And watch some running footy. Let's see how we go. Let's look at the teams. Trey Fuller, second game. He was good last week. He was good, but Parramatta were very ordinary. Keep that in mind. But Trey Fuller, he did all he could do. Asaka, Avarillo, Tessie New, Bostock. If you're a Bostock owner still, you are cheering. More price rises on the cards. He's been the best cheapie of the year, you have to say. Nikarima and Katoa, who keeps improving. He's not really super coach relevant. NRL, he's improving every week, and he is going to be probably, I'm going to say, in the top five or six halves in a year or two time. That's my prediction there. Bromwich, Marshall King, Nichols, the other Bromwich, Aitken, and Max Plath is the lock forward. Max Plath, very interesting guy. Low break even, I think minus six. He is maybe 380, something like that. He is dual second row and 5'8". For me, I was thinking, because I brought in Tamari Martin last week, I was thinking one more week of Tamari Martin, then move him on. Then maybe I can move Plath into 5'8 and find someone else in the forwards there. It's something I'm thinking about doing. Because unless Martin can recapture some of his form from a few weeks ago, he might be a two-week deal for the Tomahawks. We'll wait and see. But Max Plath, that flexibility, he looks like he can play. He's a smaller body, but he's got a big heart. I think Wayne Bennett clearly likes him. He has extended as well, I understand. So they do like him there. If Bennett doesn't like him, Christian Wolf, his new coach for next year, certainly does. And I like him too. The bench, Kerr, Donoghue, Stone and Keeley at the Knights. David Armstrong is now the fullback. He ain't no Caelan Ponga. We'll see how he goes. There's a big step up from New South Wales Cup to the NRL. Not expecting much. I'm not expecting much from Newcastle for the rest of the year, or at least until Caelan Ponga returns. It's not looking flash. Greg Marzu, Gagai, Best, Tuala, Gamble and Hastings are your halves. Oh, uninspiring. Saifidi, Brayley, Thompson, Lucas, Pierce, Paul, Elliott. There's a bit more hope in that forward pack. Brayley looks good. I think if you want to downgrade a hooker, he's a fine option. Definitely a good option. Pierce Paul has been very consistent this year. The bench, Crossland, Saifidi, Cartwright, and Jones. Oh, Dolphins 26, Knights 14. I just don't know where the attack's going to come for the Newcastle Knights and for the Dolphins. They're looking good. Playing at home, I think they will have too much for the Newcastle Knights. Last game of the special Anzac round. We are down in Canberra. which is fitting. It is the Canberra Raiders and the Cronulla Sharks. This Canberra side, yowza. Chevy Stewart, I really hope he has a bounce back game. The poor bugger got peppered last week by the Broncos, got smashed. And I really hope he has a bounce back game, because a tough little bugger to do what he did. Excuse me, team. To do what he did, you've got to have a lot of talent and be a very tough player. I think he is all those things. James Schiller has made plenty of money. I think it's time to move on him with this side without a halfback. I think you can move on Schiller. Tomoko, Chris, Savage, Strange and Weeks. They are your halves. Strange and Weeks. Sorry, guys. That's a concern. That is a big concern. For Strange himself, I mean, I'm not sure what kind of a role he's going to have. I don't think Kai Weeks is a halfback. So what kind of role is Strange going to have? Can he step up and be the playmaker and be the last tackle option for Canberra? Grave concerns for him and for James Schiller and anybody else you've got in that Canberra backline for your Supercoach side. For the forwards, Morgan Smithies is interesting. I'm an owner. He's been good this year. Limited minutes last week when they're chasing points. And he doesn't have that in his game. He's a great guy to have if you're up. If it's a close game or you've been leading in that game, and you keep him on because he's defensively very strong and he'll just do the meat and potato stuff for you in the middle of the field. When you're chasing points like Canberra were last week, he's not who you need. You need a guy who can bust, who can offload, who can create. That's not his go. So I think he's still a good guy to have in your team. Look, I'll admit I've been tempted to move him on to more sexy options this week. We'll see how we go. I think the sensible thing is to keep him, but we'll wait and see. The rest of this pack, Papali'i, Levi, Tapani, Young, Sasangi in the second row as well. The bench is Starling, Mariota, Trey Mooney. Trey Mooney looks a prospect for sure, and Pasami Solo. But this team, you know, they weren't flashy prior, and now they've lost their halfback who was in great form. He's got a great kicking game. They've lost him, but like I'm losing my voice, and yeah, it's going to be struggle street for the Canberra Raiders. They're already the kind of team to wrestle and tackle and bring it down into the mud and the gunk, and see who comes out on top after 80 minutes. They're going to be like that times 10 from now on. I don't like what Canberra's going to provide for us. Let's look at the Sharks, who put on a clinic against a pretty poor Cowboys last week. Kennedy, Katoa returns. Ramien, Iro is in the centres. Iro, I think, is going to stay in the centres all year. If you're an owner, you're happy. I did get one question this week about Iro, and I'll mention it now. Ben fired through a cheeky text about Iro. Is it too late to bring him in? It's not. It's not. I think he's a bargain at 400 grand and he ain't even close to that price yet. I think you could bring in Iro for sure. I think he's a bloke who's going to play the rest of the year for Cronulla. He looks really good. He takes the runs. He's got an attack in him for sure. This side is going to play a little bit different without Trindle in the team for the foreseeable future. Naughty boy got busted driving without a license, under the influence as well. What was he under the influence of? We're not sure. But he might be spending some time on the sideline. So they might revert back to the old Cronulla way, which as a Nico owner, I'm more than happy with, where he's controlling both sides of the field. Whereas earlier this year, Trindle was definitely having more of the ball on the last tackle, and he was more of that wider option. And putting that last pass for a guy to score a try rather than it being Nico. So Daniel Atkinson is now the 5'8 with Nico in the halves. The forward pack, Hazelton, Brayley, Kafusi, Nicara, Wilton and McInnes. The bench, Williams, Talakai, Rudolph, Hamlin, Uele. Must also mention Dale Finucane calling it a day after a wonderful career where he started at the Bulldogs, went to the Storm, and finished off at Cronulla and had a fantastic career. Very, very good player. Very tough, uncompromising. But it did take a toll on his body for sure and certainly on the melon. And I think a very clever and smart move by a clever and smart fella. and a talented man. You see him on the guitar. He's pretty good. And all the best to him moving forward. Great career, Dale Finucane. Good job by you pulling up stumps now rather than later on. A lot of head knocks in the last few years, so good job by him. Right, this side. Like I said, if you don't own Aero, I still think it's fine to bring him in. Don't worry about what he did cost. Look at what he will cost. I think his value is going to keep going up. I think he's a quality player in a team that's got good attack. If you don't have him, bring him in. Other than that, someone like Britton Nicara is someone that I'm going to look at as well. He hasn't been great this year, but he has been a good Supercoach player in the past, and I'm very tempted to bring him in. We'll wait and see there, but he's someone to look at for sure. I'm going Sharkies 22, Raiders 14 in a bit of a slugfest, but I'll take the Sharkies. I think they're a far better team than the Raiders at the moment. All right, back in a sec. Righto, gang, no bets this week because I can't access the New Zealand TAB over here in Australia. I don't know if it's just me and my lack of technology, but it ain't happening. So last week, I'll have to have a look. I think I did all right. I think I did all right on one or two of the bets. I'll keep you updated. I know you're on the edge of your seat. But yeah, it's going to do it for this edition of the NRL Supercoach Therapy podcast. A bit of a random truncated version this time around. Trying something new, technology just direct off the phone. Hopefully it comes out okay and sounds fine. Look, go out and buy a poppy today if you haven't already and enjoy the footy. If you're enjoying the podcast, I really do appreciate it. Be a friend, tell a friend, nrlsuperghosttherapy@gmail.com. All the Q&A on Spotify. I'll be back on Monday to go through everything that we saw over the special weekend of Anzac Round footy. Enjoy it, everyone, and I'll catch you later on.